Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Hope Somebody Let's Talk. I'm doing another reading out of my Living Free from Comparison and Need to Please, Authentically, Uniquely You book, Joyce Meyer. She is definitely one of my favorite authors, and I am reading from actually chapter 8. And it's called Make Peace with Yourself. And it starts with the verse saying, "It is possible as far as it depends on you. Live at peace with everyone." And that's Romans 12, 18. This is the reading for it. It says, "Knowing that you are right with God should help you live at peace with yourself. In fact, God instructs us to live at peace with everyone, and everyone includes ourselves. Let me ask you, are you living at peace with yourself or are you angry with yourself much of the time? Your quality of life partially depends on the type of relationship you have with yourself. You are with yourself more than anyone else you know, so you should learn to enjoy your own company. Some people not only dislike themselves, but they actually hate themselves. Many years ago, I had a friend who had this problem. She was sad most of the time and easily angered. Her negative emotions were rooted in the way she felt about herself. The two of us once attended a church service in which the minister asked people who wanted prayer to come forward at the end of the service. My friend and I both responded. I've forgotten why I wanted prayer, but I distinctly remember what she wanted. The minister required about her request, and she said, "I hate myself." His response was very different than I would have expected. His facial expression became stern, and he asked her, Who do you think you are?" I think we are both shocked. As we stood there, he said, "Since Jesus loved you even enough to suffer and die for you, the least you can do is like yourself." His statement had a huge impact on me, and I've always remembered it. Our Heavenly Father values us enough that He gave His one and only Son to pay for our sins and set us free from the guilt that they cause us to feel. Knowing this, that God loves us so much, we should honor His sacrifice by being at peace with ourselves. Making peace with yourselves begins with thinking healthy, godly thoughts about who you are. Here's some advice to help you do this. Always reject and hate your sin, but don't reject or hate yourself. Be quick to repent of any and all sins. Be honest with God and yourself and about yourself. When God shows you something about yourself, don't be afraid of it. Stop making negative, disparaging comments about yourself, but don't boast either. Don't have an exaggerated opinion of your own importance, but do not think you're insignificant. When something goes wrong, don't always assume it is your fault, but don't be too proud to admit it if you are wrong. Be aware of having yourself on your mind too much. Don't meditate excessively on what you have done right or what you have done wrong. Both ways of thinking keep your mind on you. Keep your thoughts centered on God and His Word, and stay busy doing the good or doing the good works He has presented to you to do. Ephesians 2:10. His Word teaches us that He will guard those and keep them in perfect peace whose minds are stayed on Him. And that's Isaiah 26:3. And then it continues saying, "Take good care of yourself physically and do the best you can with what God has given you to work out with, but don't be excessively concerned or vain about your appearance. Learn all you can, but don't allow your education to become a point of pride. God does not use us merely because of our level of education, but because of our heart towards Him. Realize that your talents and abilities are gifts from God, not something you have managed to develop totally on your own. Don't look down on people who cannot do what you can do. Don't despise your weaknesses. They keep you dependent on God. Always remember that it is okay to be different. it's okay to be unique. And then it carries on. It says, if we don't have a good relationship with ourselves, we tend to be less authentic. If we don't like ourselves, we often think other people don't like or accept us either. So we pretend to be what we are not, hoping to find acceptance. If you're angry with yourself, let me ask you, how long have you been that way? Why are you angry with yourself? Perhaps of your sin, weakness, or imperfections? Or is it due to the abilities you lack, the struggles of your past, or not liking the way you look? It is time to make peace with all these issues and make peace with yourself. Remember who you are in Christ. Remember that God himself created you in your mother's womb, which is Psalms 139:13-14. And everything he makes is good. Keep in mind what he has done for you by sacrificing his only son for you. Regardless of what people may think, we all make mistakes and nobody can do everything right. Nobody. That is why the forgiveness that Christ offers is so powerful. And then it ends with this. If you can learn to laugh at yourself instead of getting angry, your journey through life will be much more enjoyable. We may be disappointed in ourselves when we sin, but as soon as we repent, God forgives us. We should receive his free gift and do as the Apostle Paul taught, let go of what lies behind and press forward what is ahead. That's Philippians 3:13. This is so big. Like, we have got to learn to love ourselves. And like it says in here that, realize that your talents and abilities are gifts from God, not something you have managed to develop totally on your own. Don't look down on people who cannot do what you can do. And then the other one where it says, remember who you are in Christ. Remember that God himself created you in your mother's womb, and everything he makes is good. Keep in mind what he has done for you by sacrificing his only son for you. Regardless of what people may think, we all make mistakes, and nobody can do everything right. Nobody. That is why the forgiveness that Christ offers is so powerful. Y'all have to remember this. This is so important to remember. You have to love who you are and stop hating yourself and stop being angry with yourself and just release all of that tension and negativity and sadness and depression that you have on yourself. Give it to God and go live out your purpose. God has given us another day, and each day he gives us, we need to honor him in that, and we need to just love ourselves as we are, be thankful how God created us, flaws and all, and go out and live our purpose. Otherwise, we're just not living. That's how I feel anyway. And I know not everyone agrees with that, but that's how I feel, so I want to share it. But yeah, honestly, I do want to add in, whether you are a Christian or not, I want you to take a moment out of every single day and just love yourself. Look yourself in the mirror if you need to. That's honestly what my dad and my mom and even my brother Eric used to make me do, because I grew up being bullied all the time because of how I look, and it really tore me down. But my parents and my brother, well, my family, they made me every single day, especially the days that I was really, really bad off. They made me look in the mirror. They forced me to smile at myself, and they forced me to repeat the words, I am beautiful. I make mistakes. It's okay. God created me in his own image. I am good. You know, and it really, really helped me out. And I encourage everybody to do that. You really have to learn to love yourself as you are, as God created you. And it sucks the fact that there's people out there that, you know, can look at somebody else or even look at themselves and see faults. Like, why? I don't understand that. Because, I mean, like, there's just no reason for it, you know. And I understand people are like that, and it sucks. I wish everybody could just love themselves as God made us. And I wish everybody could just, you know, instead of, you know, bullying somebody else or even bullying yourself, you could see the beautifulness, if that's a word, you know, and the value in every single person, including yourself, and just be like, you know, instead of, you know, cutting that person down or cutting yourself down, love on them and love on yourself. Pay them a compliment, you know, otherwise just leave them alone. And you have to be positive about everything, you know, and that's what I love about these so much, is because, you know, it's just a great reminder that, you know, that God loves us. We need to love ourselves. We need to love others. And, you know, just live the life that God has given you to live. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Hope Sunday Let's Talk. And I will see y'all later on in my next episode. Love y'all. Mwah. Love y'all.